Turning now to the deadly Ebola outbreak in Central Africa, where cases continue to jump. The outbreak claimed lives of more than 200 people in DR Congo and Uganda, with nearly 900 confirmed cases. And now the CDC says it's activating more than $100 million in emergency funding to strengthen its domestic and international response to the outbreak. CBS News foreign correspondent Remy Innocencio continues his reporting, joining us from Western Uganda, close to the DRC this morning. Remy, good morning to you. How concerned are health officials where you are about this rise in cases, and do they expect numbers to continue to rise?
Errol, yes, good morning. Health officials are absolutely concerned, and they are still expecting these numbers to rise in terms of confirmed Ebola cases, as well as in the number of deaths. The Africa CDC has put out a couple new data points this morning. One, you mentioned that number of confirmed cases hitting nearly 900. They put that in relative terms. They said that that is up by nearly 40% from this time last week. Last week, we had about 500 or so cases. Now it's nearly 900 cases. In addition, they're saying that this is on track right now to be the worst, fastest outbreak at this point